It was a dark day for Washington County as the sheriff's office announced that Deputy Sheriff Kyle Davis was tragically killed following an altercation with an inmate at the Washington County Detention Center on Thursday. Hundreds gathered at Copan High School on Friday night for a candlelight vigil to show their respects to the family of the fallen deputy. Sheriff Scott Owen said no man hath greater love than the man who would lay down his life for his friends.
And that is what Kyle did just a little over 24 hours ago. He was involved with his brothers, and the young man that precipitated this is going to have to answer before the Almighty God and before our judicial system for this enormous crime.
Sheriff Owen said they will retire Deputy Davis's badge number S25. He said Deputy Davis will always be in infamy.
And we do not understand. We have questions without answers. But we know that you, Father, have heard our weeping. So I pray that you would be with each and every person that has been touched by this tragedy.
Mike Bouvier, the chairman for the Board of Washington County Commissioners, said it's difficult to lose Deputy Davis because everyone that works for the county is family.
It's a hard thing. When I went to the jail this morning, he was very quiet and somber. We all care and honor this young man and keep him in our thoughts.
Copan High School principal Toby Moreland reminisced about Deputy Davis's time in school.
What I hope comes out of this tonight, he's gone, but if the world could see what is going on here, the love and the caring, if we could pass that along, wouldn't that be super? Because you can't beat this. I don't know what else to say.
Copan's 2002 senior class also spoke during the event, and they remembered all the good times they had with their classmate.
Kyle will forever be in our thoughts and prayers, and his family and everybody that's left behind.
Deputy Davis began his law enforcement career with the Washington County Sheriff's Office in January 2008 as a jailer and was later promoted to deputy sheriff in 2010. Davis had been assigned as the detention center's day shift supervisor and held the rank of corporal. Those that knew Deputy Davis say he had a heart of gold and could always bring a smile to your face. Davis leaves behind a wife, two children, and a host of family, which includes his law enforcement family. From Copan High School, I'm Garrett Giles.